Mess, you right here on Def CNN right now. Talk about your new album. What's going on with you, man?
Oh, my nigga, I just dropped one. You know what I'm saying? The new Frank Lucas, the Never Would Have Mean Coat. You know what I mean? It's me to the face. I'm rocking. You know what I'm saying? I got my partner from the Bronx, Dot Mars, on one track. And we rocking. You know what I mean? We number 33 on iTunes right now.
Okay. The record just came out today.
Yep, the record hit stores today. I mean, it was the St. Valentine's Massacre Day, number 2. You know what I'm saying? The video hit World Star today. You know what I mean? So, man, I'm blessed, man. I feel good, and I'm rocking up on shit, man. The only way I know how. What's poppin'?
All right, so for those who might wonder about the name of the album, what's the story behind the real Frank Lucas that never wore a mint coat?
I titled the album The New Frank Lucas That Never Wore a Mint Coat, just based on Frank Lucas' situation. You know, when he snitched on the police. So coming from the gang, you know what I'm saying, I put it in perspective to where I'm snitching on these police-ass niggas, meaning I'm telling the gang on these suckers, man. So, you know what I'm saying, there was a couple of niggas that lied, you know, and put it out there, man, and slandered my name real tough. I'm saying, like, I was paying little kids to knock motherfuckers down, and all this shit is documented, you know what I'm saying, on allhiphop.com, man. You know what I mean? This nigga got on there, man, lying, you know what I'm saying, I was a murderer and, you know, implicated me in robbery and, you know what I'm saying, the nigga implicated me in bed in a criminal organization, man. It was just all kind of shit, you know what I'm saying? This motherfucker was talking about, you know what I'm saying, it was lying like fuck. So, you know, I put that nigga out there, man. I just based my album on these suck-ass niggas out here, man, lying, you know what I'm saying, on real game, man. You know what I'm saying, these police-ass niggas. So, you know, that's why I did it. Then there was another nigga, you know what I'm saying, the intro of the album, you know, I call them niggas out. You feel me? It was another nigga, you know what I'm saying, got on YouTube, said I gave him some money to knock somebody down, man. That's a conspiracy to commit murder, you feel me? And he was lying like a motherfucker, so, you know what I'm saying? I did this album based on Frank Lucas and his situation when he got down on the police. I'm getting down on these police-ass niggas and telling the game about it, man. You know what I'm saying? These lying-ass niggas, man, you know?
Got you. Now, you mentioned the video that dropped on Worldstar earlier today that you gotta pay me. When I heard the song for the first time, it took me back because it's got that straight vintage West Coast sound to it. And what made you go for the original sound again on this record?
Man, the fans have been telling me, you know what I'm saying, for so long, mess, we need that old mess. We need that 93 mess. We need that old mess. You know what I'm saying? So I bring the old mess back. You know what I mean? And that's Proof Av on the beat, you know what I'm saying, on the You Gotta Pay Me track. I mean, he bring it back to the 90s one time, so we on that motherfucker rocking. You know what I'm saying? And
okay.
It was just based on where I was, you know what I'm saying, or where I am now and where I was, you know, in the game for a minute and how these hoes used to treat a nigga, how these bitches used to treat a nigga when I didn't have shit, you know? So now that a nigga doing half-ass good, man, and a little bit better than he was doing, I decided to put them boozy-ass bitches out there, man, and I think I did a wonderful job at doing it, too, man. Fuck these hoes.
Now, something that always comes up when, you know, people talk about mess or online, well, when, you know, your name is being discussed, is people saying that they never know where you at. Like, they people saying, where is he at? Is he staying in the Bay? Is he in Kansas? Is he in Florida?
You know what? I told myself this year I was going to share more of my personal life with the people and with my fans. So I started the Tumblr. I'm saying the Boy Young Mess. I'm saying my little Tumblr page. I started the Instagram. I'm saying the Boy Young Mess on Instagram. You know what I mean? And just giving the people snapshots of my life and shit. Because I'm a real private dude. You know what I'm saying? On top of the music. So I told myself this year that I was going to do that. And I've been doing it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm a little bit everywhere, man. You know, I have a home in Miami. I have a home in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? L.A. You know what I mean? And I'm everywhere, man. I'm a single parent, too, as well. So, you know, I'm doing a daddy thing. And, yeah. A little bit everywhere, okay. Bro.
I think I saw part of the video where it looked like Antioch. Was some of the video filmed in Antioch?
You know what? Vinny Minton shot the video, man. Remarkable ass motherfucker right there. You know what I'm saying? He shot Bailey, the San Francisco Giants video. He shot the Bailey 49ers anthem video.
Yeah.
We shot some of the video in Atlanta, and, you know, we kind of pieced the shots together, you know what I'm saying, just because I was back and forth, you know what I mean, on them airplanes and shit to where I was trying to get to, and his calendar was full. So, you know, some scenes are here, some scenes are there, but everything came together real good, and the shit looked crazy, bruh. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Now, you know, you've been doing, a lot of your records have certain concepts to them, like their cocaine ballads, they came out. Had a certain sound to it all the way through. Now this record got a certain sound. What's next on your plate? What can we expect from you next?
Well, Cocaine Ballads was just that. You know, you know what I'm saying? I came with all ballads, you know, and I was on my coke shit, man, you know, the whole album. You know, this album, I'm still on my coke shit. I'm on my 9-3 coke shit. You feel me? What I got up next is serving bars of coke, man. You know what I'm saying? And it's set to release in a couple more months, maybe the end of March. Serving coke bars, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Serving bars of coke is what it's called. Serving bars of coke. It's gonna be 15 volumes, and it's I'm gonna stick with this 93 mess. You know what I'm saying? This what the people want. I'm gonna stick with this 93 mess. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, Proof Av. You know, he bringing the 93 out of me with the 93 sound. The boy Young West from Seattle bringing it out of me. The boy West Coast Stone from Seattle bringing it out of me. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to stick with this 93 mess, and this serving bars of coke is just going to, you know what I'm saying, be on some coke shit, man. You know what I mean? But on a different level, different topics. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to be coking like a motherfucker up. Straight up.
Got you. Well, the record sounds good, and the feedback's been positive so far. And
I appreciate it.
You know, I was reading some of the comments, and people were still wondering what's the current status on you and San Quentin. What's the relationship there? Because I think on Twitter there were some things being said to where it sounded like a little supportive. Is that correct?
You know what? Me and Quinn is me and Quinn. You know what I'm saying? Two grown men. That's you know, that's out here. We come from the same area. You know, we grew up and we grew apart. You know what I'm saying? I've always supported Quinn. You know what I'm saying? Over the years, Quinn always supported me over the years. You feel me? Grown men have disagreements, and we disagree. You feel me? But other than that, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got no problems with Quinn. You know what I mean? I wish Quinn the best. You know what I'm saying? And hopefully Quinn, you know, got the same you know, wish mess the same. You know what I'm saying? Other than that,
right.
Our conversation on Twitter was just based on him reaching out to me, and you know what I'm saying? Me saying what you got up, bruh, and him saying what he said, and me telling him to get his motherfucking money. You know what I'm saying? And based on that, you know what I'm saying? The fans went crazy. You feel me? So, you know, that should tell you a lot too, man. Me and Quinn are definitely the stable in the Western Addition, the Fillmore area, the San Francisco area. And like I said, we grew up and we grew apart, but we still represent, you know what I'm saying, from two sides of the coast. You know what I mean?
Gotcha. And, you know, we ain't even going to get into all the mess that was going on with you and Short, because I know that's all in the past now. But I remember at the time, JT, he responded as well. Did you have a conversation with him since then, or has that been settled, or what's the status on that?
You know what? The whole interview that JT did on allhiphop.com,
yeah,
man, he slandered my name, man. He assassinated my character. You know, like I said earlier in our interview, you know, he implicated me in a lot of things, man. Lying like fuck, though. You know, shit, like I said, the paying niggas, little kids to knock motherfuckers down. And these are the words he's,
yeah,
using. And when the murdering got heavy, you know, this, that, and the third, and he paid for protection for the Bloods, and he you know, he robbed me, and you know what I'm saying? And then at the end of the interview, he said, and I'm telling the truth, you know what I'm saying? So even though he was lying like fuck, you know, this new Frank Lucas album was just based on that, man. And you know, a home record, you know, that got on YouTube and kind of implicated the same thing, lying like a motherfucker, though. But, you know what I'm saying, he did the same thing. So, nah, me and JT ain't spoke. You know what I mean? And okay. JT, you know, he is into the, he bootlegs, you know what I'm saying, niggas, man. You know what I mean? And he just does things out of spite of not having nothing in his pocket. You feel me? You know, JT been bootlegging my albums. The nigga all on IOTA with using my picture, you know what I'm saying, and putting hella niggas on the album, Game, and all these motherfuckers, man, just putting that shit out there, trying to cross Game with me and whoever else on them albums and shit, and being compensated for the shit and acting like, you know what I'm saying, it's all gravy. You feel me? So, no, I ain't had no conversation with JT. I'm probably not going to have no conversation with JT, you know, and that's what it is. You feel me? That's how I feel. I don't fuck with JT. JT is the police. You feel me? He's a lying-ass motherfucker. He's a thief, and he's the police, man. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha. Let's stir the interview in a more positive direction. When I remember a conversation with Warren G a while back where we were talking about music, and he was like, Messy Marv is my favorite rapper. How do you feel about that? And what, do you have a relationship with Warren G, or is that just something that came out of
the blue? That make me feel real good, man. That's G-Funk. You feel me? Rest in peace, Nate Dogg. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the whole DPG. Corrupt. You know what I'm saying? You know, all the DPG. You know, I got love for Warren, man. Warren reached out to me. You feel me? We hollered at one time. We were supposed to get something done, but, you know what I'm saying, we didn't get it done. You know what I'm saying? Just based on, conflicting schedules or whatever. But, man, that make me feel real good. You feel me? Dr. Dre, little bro, saying that's big business. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Baby, huh? Yeah, man, they're good peoples, man, you know what I mean? And, that make me feel great, man. Let's do it, Warren. Get on my line, G-Funk. Let's pop it.
All right, man. I think we covered a lot of the things that we needed to cover. Is there anything else that you want to let everybody know before we get out of here?
Yeah, for the record, man, I ain't got no beef with Too Short. You feel me? Kind of like me and the Queen situation. Two grown men spoke on two issues, you know, and disagreed, you feel me? But other than that, like I said in my last interview, I ain't got no problem. We ain't got no problems, man. You know what I'm saying? And for the record, you know what I mean? Go get that new Frank Lucas that just dropped. This Servant Boy's a coke about to drop. Go get that cocaine ballast. You know what I'm saying? That's all the way through coke music, all the way through. You feel me? And I just started the new label, BGI, the Scalene Music Group. I'm saying, make sure y'all get a boy of that. I mean, it's some real shit about to drop. I mean, hit the West Coast. I'm saying, on the new label. I got the new clothing line, Scalene Clothing. The Champagne Socialist line about to jump off and about to pop off. You feel me? So, man, I feel good, man. I'm in good spirits. You know what I'm saying? I'm healthy. You know what I'm saying? And, I'm working, man. Feel me? And other than that, I mean, Big B's, I'm saying, C's up. You know what I mean? Shout out to the pimps and the nigga in across America, backing out of here trying to get some money, nigga. Get your issue, daddy, and go buy my shit, man, because it's motivation, man, for the ear drum, nigga, for you to get out of here and get it. And shout out to Empire Distribution. We locked the digital deal. You know what I'm saying? Empire got me all over the fucking world. You know what I'm saying? On everybody's iPhone and Android and shit. So, you know, y'all get up on Empire Distribution. And shout out to Dub CNN, man. You know what I'm saying? The West Coast motherfucking an eyeball. You know what I'm saying? I got your eye on everything shaking in this motherfucking bed. So, y'all keep up the good work, bruh. And you know,
all right, man, I appreciate it.
I appreciate you calling, man. It's all good, bro. And for all the fans that want to know about the E-40 situation, me signing was sick with it. That was not a rumor. You feel me? E-40 was protecting, you know, the best interest for his situation and his label. Me being Mr. Controversy himself, you feel me? And 40 been doing his thing for ages. You know what I'm saying? He was protecting his best interest on that situation, but it wasn't a rumor. We was going to lock it, but it didn't lock. You know what I'm saying? I still got love for Foley Water. You know what I'm saying? I love the Bay Area, man. This shit is in me. This film shit is in me, man. This Frisco shit is in me. Don't listen to these suckers because they hate. You know what I mean? Let's get this shit right and get this money, man. Other than that, you niggas can talk and hate till you get sleepy.